November 19, 1925. The divine will wants the company of the creature to be able to enrich her, instruct her, and give her the possession of the good which it makes known to her. I felt as though immersed in the immense sea of the supreme will, and I would have wanted, as my lovable Jesus tells me, to let nothing escape me of all the acts it has done, does, and will do, which for Jesus are one single act. And to be always with this divine will in order to give it my little requital of love and of thanksgiving. I would have wanted to at least make a long note of all the acts of this supreme will, in order to admire and praise what it can do, and to be always with it, never leave it alone. But, alas! My littleness is such that I get lost and I don't know from what point to take it in order to follow it, because I find it everywhere, and always in the act of operating surprising things, both in the great and in the small things. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, coming out from my interior, told me, "Daughter of my holy will, one who is daughter must know what her father does. She must know what he possesses, and must be able to say to her father, 'What is yours is mine.' If it is not so, it means that there isn't highest accord between father and daughter, or that maybe she is not a legitimate daughter of this father. In the same way, one who is a true daughter of my will, must know what it does and the immense goods it possesses. To live in my will is precisely this, to keep company with all the acts which my will does. My will does not want to live isolated in the midst of creation, but wants the company of the creature, because of whom, because it loves her so much, it maintains the order of the whole creation and makes itself life of each thing. And when it finds the soul who keeps it company in this life which it maintains in the whole universe, my will rejoices, makes feast and feels happy. It finds the one whom it loves, and by whom it is loved in return. It finds one to whom it can make itself known, and what it possesses. And in its happiness, it narrates to the soul the secrets of its volition, its value and its surprising effects. But this is nothing. As it narrates its knowledges, what it does and what it is, so it makes to her the donation of what it manifests to her. More than a valid script, it is knowledge itself that has impressed in the soul, with characters of light, the possession of the goods which the knowledge of it contains. Oh! How beautiful it is to see the sanctity, the power, the immensity of my will, dwell with the littleness of the human will, in the act in which it keeps it company. It wants to give always, it never stops. It wants to see the littleness beautiful, rich, powerful. It wants to keep it always close to itself, to be able to give to it always. There is nothing more beautiful, more gracious, more surprising to be seen, than a soul who tries to follow the acts of the will of her Creator. There is a continuous contest between them, a reciprocal love, a continuous giving and receiving. Oh! If you knew how rich you are! As many things as you know about my will, so many goods do you possess. And if you enumerate them, you will get lost and will remain drowned within them. Therefore, be attentive in following the acts of my will, if you want to keep it continuous company.